How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back dear viewers. It is the daily life of a Muslim, alhamdulillah. May Allah Kareem accept our ibadat in this blessed month of Ramadan. Let's get started with this beautiful narration of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The person who recites 100 times durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Almighty Allah azza wa jalla will inscribe between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy as well as from the fire of hell. And on the Day of Judgment, such a person will be resurrected amongst the martyrs. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. So dear viewers, our discussion for today is of course, jinns. Allahu Akbar. And they are the unseen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More about this we will discuss. Let us first listen to a fragrant and beautiful naat and praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After which, when we do continue and commence with the actual discussion, your input is of most value. So inshallah, you can let us know via the social media if there's any farmaish, any guzarish, you can let us know inshallah if there's anything else that we could add and to explain within this program, dear viewers. So stay tuned with us until the end of the program and we will be back just after this kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hakikat se tumhari juz khuda aur kaun waqif hai. Kahe to kya kahe koi, chuni tum ho, chuna tum ho, chuna tum ho. Ae khatme rusul, maki madani, kaunain me tum sa koi nahi. Koi nahi ae khat me rusul maki madani kaun me tum sa koi nahi koi nahi ae khat me rusul maki madani ae khat me rusul maki madani kaun me tum sa Jasam tere siwa ae noore mujassam tere siwa mehboob khuda ka koi nahi koi nahi ae noore mujassam tere siwa mehboob khuda ka koi nahi koi nahi ae noore mujassam tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi sare accho se accha samjhiye jise hai us acche se accha hamara nabi tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi sare uncho se uncha samjhiye jise hai us unche se uncha hamara nabi tum sa koi nahi sabse awal sabse aakhir ibtida ho intiha ho he wasile sab nabi tum asl maqsood e khuda ho sab tumhare dar ke raste ek tum raah e khuda ho حسنِ سراپا کوئی نہیں
پر حسنِ سراپا کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جنابِ عیسیٰ تک
آدم سے جنابِ عیسیٰ تک
سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جنابِ عیسیٰ تک
سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم
دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم
اسی آقا مداوا کون کرے
اسی آقا مداوا کون کرے
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
شافع محشر تیرے سوا
شافع محشر تیرے سوا
بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
شافع محشر تیرے سوا بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو
یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری
مقرب ہے بے شک خلیل و نجیبی بڑی شان والے کلیم و مسیح بھی کلا مقام عرش سے بھی جو آگے وہ سلطان کل انبیاء آپ ہی ہیں
یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری
میرے نبی اے پیارے نبی ہے مرتبہ بالا تیرا جس جا کوئی پہنچا نہیں پہنچا وہاں تلوا تیرا عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولہ کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولہ کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں اے ختم رسل باقی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں.
Subhanallah, welcome back dear viewers, and you are watching The Daily Life of a Muslim. For those who have just joined us right away, Alhamdulillah, we are speaking about jinnat, jinns, the unseen creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is the truth, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, along with humans, the worldly realm is home to several other types of creation. Some exist only in legends, such as the phoenix, whilst others have ceased to exist, such as animals that lived maybe millions of years back, like dinosaurs. Allahu Akbar. So we can see some of these creations, such as humans, animals, and birds. They are visible to the eyes, whereas others are merely felt but not seen, such as the hawa, the wind. Allahu Akbar. The fragrance, khushbu, hame aati hai, lekin hum usko chhu nahi sakte na. We can experience and feel the wind, but we can't touch the wind. Hemoglobins in our red blood cells, amino acids and vitamins are all around us, yet we cannot see or sense them with the naked eye. Halaki hamare andar hi hai. As with the wind and fragrance, dear viewers, the inability to see these aspects of creation is not enough to just justify the denial of their existence, because you can't see them, so we cannot deny their existence. So you may assume that we simply cannot reject their existence because many people have confirmed their existence. Although we may not have observed them ourselves, it would be unreasonable to belie such a large body of experts, dear viewers. It is the truth that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created such things within our body that is beyond our sight, yet we live with it. But we cannot deny the existence. Likewise, in the very same vein, there is a type of creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we cannot see with our eyes, but Allah Azza wa Jalla, as well as His blessed messengers and prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam, and their followers, the saints of Islam and scholars of Islam, have confirmed that this species called the jinn is real and exists parallel to human beings. But we cannot deny that. It is stated, a person may not explicitly deny the existence of jinn, but make remarks that imply denial, such as believing the term jinn to be synonymous with evil, implying that the jinns are not an actual independent species of creation, considering jinns or shaitan as nothing more than alternative labels for evil is in fact a denial of their physical existence. You know, that only evil exists. Jinns and the shayateen, they do not exist, yet the Quran speaks about them. Allah Pak says in the Holy Quran Pak, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ. So just relating to them as evil, but not the actual shaitan and jinn, is actually also denial, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. So in this blasphemous statement, you know, with regards to this, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who is the author of Bahari Shariat, he has said in Bahari Shariat, denying the existence of jinn or naming an evil force as jinn or shaitan is disbelief. You got to believe that their existence is there. Allahu Akbar. So there is an entire chapter in the Holy Quran Pak by the name of the chapter of the jinn. So denying their existence is akin to denying the truth of the Holy Quran Pak, because Allah Azza wa Jalla once again in the Holy Quran Pak has said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and I have created jinn and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. Allahu Akbar. In another part of the Holy Quran Pak, he Azza wa Jalla says,
وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ.
Here in this verse, it's supposed to rejuvenate our spirits, because Allah Azza wa Jalla once again confirms their existence when He says, and created jinns before Him from smokeless fire. So they have been created by Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this is what they are created from. So denying them or regarding every evil force as just evil, but not towards jinn and shayateen, is the denial, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. So what are the jinns? Have you ever experienced a jinn? Have you ever met a jinn? Have you ever sat with a jinn, dear viewers of Madinah Channel? A very interesting question to ask. Remember, the term jinn literally means something that is hidden. covered or concealed doesn't mean because we can't see them or because they are hidden from the naked eye, so they do not exist. As I said, this particular species of creation was named jinn because they are hidden from the eyes of normal people. Whereas on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will reverse the situation. It is said that on the day of Qiyamah, we would be able to see them, whereas they would not be able to see us. Allahu Akbar. In the era of the ignorance, Jahiliyyah, people referred to angels as jinn because they too were unseen by humans. However, we cannot mix these two creations of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the very same planet. As we mentioned, there are so many creations which exist that are visible, and there are so many other creations which exist and are invisible to the eyes, dear viewers. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that there are three types of jinn. How many types, dear viewers? Three types of jinn. Those that have wings and fly in the air. Number two, those that take the form of snakes and dogs. Number three, those who travel and stay. Whereas many hadith speak about the jinn, describing the delegations of jinn who visited the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to learn the Quran, to ask questions from the Holy Master about their food and about other matters. So they used to appear and come into the Bargah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there are many, many such examples, dear viewers, of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, even tying the jinns to pillars and poles of the masjid, dear viewers. There are situations of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam communicating and teaching jinns. There are such waqiyas and stories, whereas our aqa, our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sits with the jinns and resolves their matters. He gives verdict with regards to their matters, whatever their matter may be. So they would even seek advice from the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we even learned before the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, centuries before, in the time of Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he had power over jinns. He made the jinns construct the masjid, Baytul Muqaddas. And it was constructed and built by jinns. Subhanallah. And there are many more matters and facts about jinns itself, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. And here I want to share a very beautiful parable with our viewers of Madani channel with regards to the encounter that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had with the group of jinns. So once the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the honorable companions, "I have been instructed to recite the Quran to the jinn. Who will accompany me?" Allahu Akbar. Excited to hear this, the honorable companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in remained silent. Yani, they were astounded to hear the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, but this is the powers and abilities of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto mankind. And in this universe, in this planet, humans do not only exist. If his rahmah are for humans, his rahmah and mercy is also for jinns, is also for angels, also for other animals and insects and creatures that live on this planet. Likewise, he says, "I am ordered to go and teach them. I'm instructed to recite the Quran to the jinns. Who will accompany me?" So when they remain silent, the same happened for the second time and for the third time. After the third time, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu answered, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may hazir hu. I will go with you." Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu reports, "Only I accompanied the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then reached a place called Shi'bul Hajun. "The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew a circle and commanded me to sit inside it, emphasizing that I do not leave that circle until his return. Nonetheless, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left and I began reciting the Quran while standing up, hearing the sounds like the flapping of wings and vulture-like birds, I became so concerned and worried for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as instruction was there that I should not move, so I did not move. And then many black things formed a barrier between me and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until I could not even hear the blessed and melodious voice of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they started to disappear like clouds until they disappeared completely. Fajr time had already entered. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned and inquired, 'Did you go to sleep, O Sahabi? O companion, did you go and sleep?' I said, 'By Allah, no. Many times I tried to call for help, but I heard you say, sit down, whilst hitting the jinn.' The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Had you left from here, you would have not remained safe. You would have got into some problem. Any of these jinns could have
got some grip of you and cause harm to you? I replied, yes, I saw some black-colored men. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, they were jinns of Nasabeen. A questioner had asked, who did Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla create first? And these answers have been even given during the Madani Mudhakirah of Da'awat Islami. Let's look at the answer, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is stated that He Azza wa Jalla had created jinns before humans. And jinns had lived on earth 2,000 years prior to the creation of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So jinns did exist on this planet before Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla even spoke about them in the Holy Quran Pak, as we in the very beginning had recited this verse. What is your purpose as a human and what is the purpose of their existence as well on this planet? He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created humans and jinns only for His worship. Subhanallah. And they are like 9 times more in comparison to human beings. They are almost everywhere. They are evil jinns and good jinns, and people get possessed by jinns whose lives are then ruined. Allahu Akbar. So what are evil jinns called, dear viewers of Madani channel? Unhein kis naam se pukara jata hai? It is said they are known by the word devil. They are the evil ones, shaitani jinns. So the evil jinns, dear viewers, would cause confusion, would cause harm, and they never left. Even great scholars and great awliya Allah, such as Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, we just spoke about him having control over jinns. But when it comes to the evil shayateen and the evil jinns known as the devils, they could still cause harm. If they never left Ghawse Azam, where would they leave you and I? If they would confuse him, where would they not confuse you and I? It is stated that once Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was busy delivering a speech in an ijtima. Whilst delivering his bayan, a big snake fell onto him from the ceiling. Astounded by this, public began to run here and there. But Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala never moved even an inch from his place. The snake wrapped itself around the blessed body of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. And then the snake then comes out of his collar and then wrapped itself around his blessed neck. Allahu Akbar, the spiritual king of Baghdad, his honor, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, neither became frightened nor discontinued his speech. The snake then jumped onto the ground, stood on its tail, uttered something and then went away. After the snake disappeared, people gathered around Ghawse Pak and asked to what he said. Allahu Akbar will astonish you, dear viewers. He has replied and said that the snake said it had tested many awliyas of Allah. The snake says, oh Ghawse Pak, I tested and seen many pious people, muttaqi, parizgar log, but I had not found anyone steadfast as him. Allahu Akbar. In Bahjatul Asrar, dear viewers, we get to learn from this that the snake was in fact a jinn that had come out to test Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. But Ghawse Pak's taqwa and piety was such that he remained steadfast, dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Kareem bless us, the viewers of Madani channel. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have now learned about the attacks of the devil. Yes, help can be rendered from the awliya Allahs. Help can be taken from ta'wizat. Help can be taken from such powerful people who love the Quran, recite the Quran, or ta'wizat are given to help yourself or to save yourself from the waswasas, from the tricks, from the attacks of these devils who could ruin you, who could actually ruin the life of your children as well. So if you ever know of any person who's affected with a jinn, don't feel shy. Go forward, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and this problem can be solved. You can speak to some amileen as well, inshallah, azza wa jal, who will then rectify the matter situation by giving you ruhani ilaj. Often recite, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, you shall see the benefits of this dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Kareem reward all the viewers of Madani channel for watching this program today. May Allah Kareem grant you the blessings of Ramadan. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, we shall be back with another episode of the same program. So this is the daily life of a Muslim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.